House Speaker Paul Ryan says he will not seek re-election this November. Ryan confirmed months of speculation at a press conference this morning.
The job provides incredible opportunities. But the truth is, it's easy for it to take over everything in your life. And you can't just let that happen. Because there are other things in life that can be fleeting as well. Namely, your time as a husband and a dad.
So now there are lots of questions. Who will take over the top Republican leadership spot in the House of Representatives? What does this say about the shift in the Republican Party under President Trump? At local level, what does this mean for the race to take Ryan's seat in the midterm elections this year? Scott Wong is a senior staff writer at The Hill. He's been covering Paul Ryan, and he covers House Republicans. He's with us now to talk about the story. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you guys.
Well, we hear when politicians leave office a lot of the time, I'm going to spend time with the family, and people are kind of suspicious about that as a motivation. It seems like that might be the real deal this time around, do you think?
Well, you know, he made two points in announcing his retirement today. One was that he wanted to spend more time with his family and his three children who are now teenagers. He made the point that when he first arrived in Congress 20 years ago, he wasn't even married and didn't even have children. And so all his children have known is basically a father who flies back home on weekends, you know, for soccer games and spending time with the kids. And so that was something, as he realized his kids were getting older and getting ready pretty soon to head to college, that he better get home soon and spend a little bit more time with his kids before they grow up. Secondly, the second point he made was that he didn't want to ask for another term in office from his constituents. He didn't want to seek another term and ask them to vote for him and then turn around on November 7th and resign from Congress. He felt it was the best thing to do for his constituents, for his party, to give somebody else, another Republican or other Republicans, time to jump into this race, to raise money, to build up their name ID. And in that way, hopefully, for Republicans, they would be able to preserve that seat. But as we know, that's going to be very difficult this November.
This comes as Republicans are facing some tough spots in House races around the country, fears among Republicans that they have a shot at losing the House of Representatives. What's been the reaction from House Republicans, Scott, since this announcement this morning?
Well, publicly, they're trying not to make too much of this announcement. I think a lot of them are saying, you know, look, we understand that there are national political currents blowing in 2018. Obviously, a lot of this race is going to be about Donald Trump. This is not necessarily, you know, the Paul Ryan election, and so we're not making too much of this. But in terms of fundraising, I think there is a fundraising effect. I mean, now that we know Paul Ryan is leaving, he probably won't be as effective on the fundraising trail. He has been the last 2.5 years as Speaker. Raising incredible amounts of money for the party, transferring that money to the House campaign arm and to the GOP. And, you know, in fact, he just announced the other day that he had raised $11 million for the party just in quarter one of this year. So he really is propping up the party and is an incredible fundraiser. And now that donors realize he is on his way out, I think they're going to be more reluctant to open up their wallets for Paul Ryan.
Let's talk about Paul Ryan as a face of the Republican Party with President Trump in place now. People are saying, well, it's Trump's party. He had overshadowed a national figure like Paul Ryan. Can you talk about what Paul Ryan now stepping out of the limelight means for the party?
Well, he's not gone quite yet. He has said he will stick around through the November election. He's going to do his best to ensure that Republicans preserve the House majority, although that looks very difficult at this point. But, as I mentioned before, this is now Donald Trump's party. There are no questions about it. The GOP leadership largely has deferred to the president in these decisions. They have not stood up to the president when the president has made controversial statements or actions. In fact, in the race to succeed Paul Ryan, that's now shaping up between Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Majority Whip Steve Scalise, there's sort of a jockeying that's taking place in who could be sort of more close to President Trump or more closely aligned with President Trump. And that's something that we haven't really seen in the past, at least in terms of House leadership. That's an interesting development that's happened in recent weeks, as rumors started floating around that Ryan may be heading for the exits.
Talking to Scott Wong from The Hill about Paul Ryan's announcement that he will not run for re-election. Scott, as you mentioned, Paul Ryan didn't step down effective immediately. He's there till January when new congressional representatives are sworn in. Is there a sense that he's a lame duck, not much is going to happen, or that he's going to make a rush to try to get some more priorities checked off his list?
I think the jury's still out on that. On one hand, the John Boehner model, which was to sort of clean the barn after he announced that he was resigning as Speaker, he was able to push through a bunch of controversial items that had been untenable with really the base of his party, and that laid the groundwork for Paul Ryan's speakership. There seems to be some movement on the immigration front. I'm going to be closely watching what happens on immigration over these next few months. Remember, the DACA issue is still mostly unresolved. That's still being sort of decided in the courts. And Trump has been tweeting furiously about the need for more troops on the border, and he still wants his border wall. And so there's pressure on Congress on many fronts to act on immigration. We'll see if they could get anything done and if Paul Ryan feels a little bit more liberated to reach across the aisle with Democrats and strike some kind of deal.
After this announcement, I've seen the people who rate the likelihood of one party or the other winning a congressional seat. They have taken the seat, the first congressional district in Wisconsin, and moved it over a notch. One was from strongly Republican to likely. One is from likely to leans Republican. Does that mean this seat is going to get more national attention now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it already was getting some national attention given that, it was the Speaker's seat. But, there is a very interesting candidate on the Democratic side, Randy Bryce. He's a Democratic union iron worker. I'm sure your listeners have seen the ads and are familiar with him. He goes by the nickname Iron Stash, and so folks in Washington have sort of been paying attention. I think there was a sense that Ryan probably would have defeated Randy Bryce in a head-to-head matchup. Ryan might have had to work a little harder than he usually does to win that race, but I think given his name ID, he would have been able to take care of that race. Now that we don't know who exactly is going to be the nominee on the Republican side, I think, as Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia pointed out, I think he moved it to a complete toss-up. So that's a very interesting development in Wisconsin's 1st District.
And Scott, just briefly before we let you go, you mentioned John Boehner earlier, and I remember when he announced he was going to step away from the Speaker role, the look on his face, like this was a happy guy leaving a terrible job. Did you get any sense of relief from Speaker Ryan?
I remember that day in September 2015, the Speaker Boehner, in that case, entered the room singing Zippity Doo-Dah. We were sort of waiting to see if Ryan would enter the same room singing a different tune. But he was in a fairly positive mood. But I do understand from folks who are in the Republican meeting earlier that day where he made his announcement to colleagues that there were a lot of sad faces, solemn looks. Ryan at one point even choked up talking about his family, how he had not spent enough time with his children. And of course, Ryan sees the world through the lens of that 16-year-old child who, many of us know the story of Paul Ryan. He lost his father when he was just 16 years old, and so that was obviously a very sad and trying time for him. And so I think a lot of members felt sympathy and understood where Paul Ryan was saying when he said he wanted to spend more time with his children.
We'll leave it there. Scott, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Scott Wong, senior staff writer at The Hill. He's been covering Speaker Paul Ryan and House Republicans with us to talk about the news that Ryan will not seek re-election this fall.